My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Yeah, Sarkisian went full chow.
Yeah, he's got a lot of chow in him.
Played quarterback at BYU when Chow was the quarterback's coach and offensive coordinator there. And then coached under Chow when Chow was the offensive coordinator at USC. Sarkisian was the quarterback coach in the early 2000s.
This is not fake Chow. This is full
real
Chow.
Norm Chow. Yeah. Norm Chow's influence is all over the Texas offense.
Correct. Full Chow.
Yeah. All right. So if you want to keep talking Michigan, Texas, 248-539-9797. Gator asked a question about fans. I mean, the ticket prices for this, the resale value on your ticket is.
Yeah. What have you been offered? You know, anybody asking, hey, man, I'll give you $400 for the ticket. Or have you looked at the secondary market to even just, do you want to? I mean, it has to be tantalizing.
Yeah, we got a text here from Scott. This Texas takeover, you're going to see a lot of burnt orange like when Georgia fans invaded Notre Dame. It's kind of an honor that another great fan base sees your stadium as a bucket list visit. I've done multiple radio shows down in Texas, and yeah, they feel like everybody's going, whether they have tickets or not.
Yeah, I'm sure part of it is bucket list, but the other thing is you love your team and you want to see them, and hey, they're actually playing somebody in the non-conference schedule. And when you get these non-conference schedule matchups, this is what makes college football great in September, is a matchup like this.
Two traditional
blue
bloods, Big Ten versus SEC.
Right, right. This is going to be a lot of fun.
All right, Michigan State's on the road at Maryland. Now, look.
This may not be a lot of fun. It might be.
Did you watch the Maryland game? Sounds like you did.
I saw parts of it.
Yeah, they look good. UConn's bad. Okay,
UConn's terrible. The Fighting Orlovskis are terrible.
Yeah. But their quarterback, Billy Edwards, was accurate. Their receivers, Kai Felton and what's the other kid, the transfer? I can't remember his name. But good player. Roman Hemby's a good back. Michigan State's defense was pretty damn good against Florida Atlantic. I felt like Florida Atlantic offense was drop back, look around, run.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that their quarterback, I think, is limited in how he can throw the football.
Yeah.
And he couldn't throw it at all to start the game. He started getting more comfortable in the second half. But I suspect that Michigan State defensively might go, whew, get a little exhale that they're not going to have to deal with a quarterback that can run like they did last week with Fancher. But this week could be a different kind of test because this quarterback can sit back and throw if he's got time. This is why it's all important for that defense to get the pressure. And they did. I think they have seven sacks last week. They got pressure from the middle. They got pressure from the outside. They brought it from linebackers. I think they had five different players record a sack, or at least a half a quarterback sack, five or six. So they were getting it from all over the field. Unfortunately for Michigan State, they did suffer a couple of key injuries into the secondary, which it hurts their depth.
You talk about moving the needle in terms of what a season, how season expectations can change. I don't know that Sunday night's result in the Lions-Rams game is going to move the needle that much, barring major injury.
Mm-hmm.
Win or lose.
Right.
It certainly, people won't be thrilled if they lose. Let's be clear. But I don't think it's going to move the needle that much in terms of expectations. If Michigan or Michigan State win these games, it moves the needle.
Oh, I think if Michigan beats Texas, all of a sudden Michigan fans are starting to look at a chance to repeat. I think if Michigan State beats Maryland, then they say, wow, there must have been some hell of a growth from week one to week two, and maybe, just maybe, this Spartan team can go out there and win eight games this season.
It's Prather, by the way, is the transfer wide receiver from West Virginia that's at Maryland. As far as the Spartan offense is concerned, I mean, Aiden Child's completion percentage was bad, but they threw quite a few low percentage passes.
Yeah, they took some chances.
Yep.
They took some chances and didn't hit on them. I hope we get to see more of Marsh, the wide receiver, because I think he can be just outstanding. And I'd like to see Michigan State try to run between the tackles more rather than stringing things out and have linemen having to pull. I'll just be smash mouth. Go right up the middle with it and get your yards that way. And Chiles is going to have to – he's going to have to be better. He's going to have to throw better passes, and I think he's going to have to be more decisive when he's going to take off and go. And I'd like to see the tight end Velling used more. But for them to have a chance, the defense has to do what they did last week and try to be suffocating. And then, of course, the offense is going to have to show improvement. Defense needs to be at least as good as they were last week. Offense has to be a lot better than they were last week.
Nick Marsh, you mentioned him. He played 11 snaps.
Yeah, not many. And I think they threw to him twice, maybe? At least once, because he caught the one pass.
Kayvon Lynch Adams played 14 snaps. He made quite an impact in his 14 snaps.
That he did, going for over 100 yards on, what, 9 carries in the game.
Yeah. 248-539-9797 if you want to get into these games, the college games, which are big, man. It's going to be quite a weekend of college football. Interesting game Saturday night, too. Deion takes his Fighting Buffaloes to Nebraska, the rekindling of an old rivalry there. Nebraska-Colorado was awesome when we were kids.
It was.
And Oregon and Boise.
That's the game I really want to see, because I don't know how good Oregon is this year.
They probably, I mean, we saw it. Certainly, we've seen it in the reaction, the way people reacted to Michigan, not just pummeling Fresno. And Oregon, kind of same thing with their inner game with.
The difference is, I mean, Oregon didn't score many points. That's what is comparable what Michigan did last week. But they threw for over, what Gabriel had nearly 400 yards passing, whatever he threw. Offensively, they were able to move the ball. They just didn't score. And he was awfully accurate. It was like 41 of 49 or something like that in the game.
It's hard to complete that many passes and not score. But
yeah.
Here we go. Feedback coming in. I'm delivering in downtown Detroit. I see a lot of Texas fans walking around downtown. That's from Manny in a yellow truck. Unnamed texter. I sold my two tickets last week for $950 each. I sold a parking pass for $350.
Wow. A parking pass for
$350? Yep.
Parking passes are no joke. They're like $90 now.
From an unnamed texter. As a USC alum, I need more chow. Tom in Detroit writes in, guys, I have a feeling Donovan Edwards is going to go off. He always shows up in big games. He frequently shows up in big games. He had the Washington game last year. He had some huge runs against Penn State last year. 2 years ago, Ohio State, Penn State.
Purdue in the Big Ten. Was it Purdue in the Big Ten championship game where he went off?
I can't remember which one of those, Purdue or Iowa. But either way, yeah, Donovan Edwards has a big game, has some big game DNA. And in the other games, he just hasn't been consistent at all. And I don't know what the deal is there. Vegas wants everybody to take Texas. Don't bet against Vegas. That's from an unnamed texter.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know, it's been a minute since Doug said anything about Purdue, Kang.
He's backed off.
Is the love gone?
I think he's feeling like, you know, we bring it up so much, and he, you know, I think he wants to, but he knows. He says Purdue.
Did you see what Hudson Card did last week?
I did see what Hudson Card did last week.
He threw for like a million yards.
Well, he didn't throw over a million yards, he missed one pass. Yeah, he was 24 out of 25.
And it was a drop. Actually, I have no idea. 248-539-9797. Sure, Mike and Livonia are on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
Just watching Michigan last weekend. Obviously, you know, it's a different football team with a lot of the departures in the NFL, but I'm very, very worried about this offense. If I'm not mistaken, JJ was a 5-star recruit. Yep. You know, I kind of feel like we're in Nick Sheridan, Tate Forsyth land with the quarterback position, and that's very, very worrisome. And I don't know a lot about the receivers we have now. And I don't know if Donovan Edwards was a product of the offensive line or having the complement of Blake Corum to help him out, but I know he didn't get a lot of touches, but he didn't look very good either. I'm very worried about this offense.
Well, there's reason to be concerned. It's a little early to make that call. Keep in mind that everyone on the Michigan offense, with the exception of Colston Loveland, is playing a different role this year. Receiver 3 and 4, and now receiver 1 and 2, more is expected. Donovan Edwards was expected to be the lead back when Blake Corum was a year ago. Quarterback's different, O-line's different. And so, you know, the idea that, you know, if you want to make that call early, if they were great last weekend, I wouldn't have thought it was locked up that they were going to be great. And I think their struggles aren't totally surprising. It's why prior to the season, I kept saying defense has to carry the day until the offense catches up, if the offense can catch up. They might be better offensively. They might have improved a lot, and it won't really result. It won't show as much on the field because Texas is going to be a far superior opponent than Fresno. But, yeah, I think it's a little early to make that call on the quarterback spot. But that's if everything goes wrong, and, yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.